When Dan Catt opened Good City Brewing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 2016, he never imagined a trade war between the Trump administration and China.
I don't think we even contemplated that that administration would exist.
Catt also didn't contemplate how canning his beer, instead of bottling it, might hurt his bottom line.
We always planned to can our products. I don't think we necessarily expected to have probably our single biggest expense, packaging materials, have, you know, be directly impacted by tariffs.
Catt's cans are made of aluminum, about 30% of which is originally sourced from foreign suppliers, mostly China. The foreign aluminum is now subject to a 10% tariff.
The price of aluminum is a concern. We buy in large quantities. When we buy cans, we buy in lots of about 215,000 cans at a time.
Which Catt says only lasts about 3 months.
When we go back to market, we expect to see price increase on cans. Even if they go up a penny, that's like 15% of the price. Packaging materials are our largest expense in the brewery beyond the liquid. We fully expect to see our cost of packaging materials go up in 2019.
Tariffs are taxes on American citizens. When we put tariffs on steel and aluminum, it drives up the cost of steel and aluminum in the United States.
Brian Kuhl is the executive director for Farmers for Free Trade, a nonpartisan group that is actively campaigning against tariffs. Tariffs, President Trump maintains, are working.
We have taken historic action to bring back American jobs by cracking down on China's very abusive trade practices. But that's going to work out. That's going to work out. Taking in billions and billions of dollars in taxes from China never happened before. But they want to make a deal, and that's good, because I like them. And I like their president, President Xi, and we're going to make a deal, I believe.
We don't think that the current trade war with China is going in the right direction. We think it's increasing costs for U.S. manufacturers, it's increasing costs for U.S. farmers, and it's decreasing export opportunities. We're causing long-term damage to American agriculture and our ability to compete in foreign markets.
Dan Catt doesn't export to a foreign market, but he does depend on it for the aluminum to package his product. And for steel used in the equipment that makes the beer.
We do buy equipment, stainless steel, that comes through China. So that's a concern for us as we look at continued growth and continuing to build capacity. I think we're definitely feeling a rush on anything that's metal, people are asking for premium prices on.
Catt says his company will continue to grow regardless of the short-term impact of the tariffs. But he hopes the U.S. and China can reach an agreement on trade before he has no choice but to pass the increased costs on to his customers. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.